This is how I'm going to fix it. But if your mother is dead and you say that your mother is alive, the next morning you wake up, there will be nobody to give you money.
But you see, this is the point. I mean, I've been thinking about this whole thing. And today, let me just share with you a conversation that a teacher had with me who pleaded for anonymity. So I'm not going to mention her name, but I'm just going to tell you. So this is what the teacher sent to me. She says, boarders do not go to the dining hall again because of the quality and quantity of food. Government should just allow parents to help. It's worrying over here. When you talk, you are victimized. Some parents have to give teachers money to cook for their wards. The home economics department does it for over 10 students, morning, afternoon, evening. So we used to have a canteen just to take care of the day students and teachers. Now, it has been expanded with varieties of food and fruits to cater for their nutritional needs. So from morning till around 7 p.m., there is food on campus, fresh and hot for students. At least it's preventing students from running to town for food. But the other part is parents must keep sending the awards money to buy food. What sort of a system is this? What sort of a system is, I mean, are we running? Where parents? And look, one of my friends actually called me the last time and said, I have my two sons in one of the Cape Coast schools. I actually have to pay the wife of the, some of the masters. Their house masters, for instance, who have made it their business. You cook for these children. And she has to actually send them, add rice, tomatoes, and others to be used for meals for these children.
Wow.
Just think about it for a minute. Now, there are other schools where parents are paying 500 cedis a month to actually contribute to the feeding of their children.
The term is normally 3 months.
Yes.
That is 1,500 cedis.
Exactly.
That's apart from all the pocket money you have to give your kids, the provisions you have to provide for them to be able to live quite well in the dormitory. So it's a good point. I mean, I take two things away from the message you just got from the teacher. First is the ability for this thing to degenerate, for students who now start scaling war or finding ways to go out and then go and get food. And we know the challenges that can come with it. These are young people who are in school. Most people in senior high school are teenagers who don't know how to live their life on their own.
Yeah.
And if you are supposed to leave them to go to town on their own in search of food, that's a big challenge. That's a big situation that could lead to a lot of vices. Teenage pregnancy could be on the rise. Some of these persons could be harmed. There is that. And it's also the idea that government should allow parents to help.
Mm-hmm.
Parents have always been willing to help. And that is why there's always been the Parent-Teacher Association in schools.
Yeah.
And it's all upon the introduction of PSHS that government has been cracking down on it. Even when student teachers decide that, okay, let's take this amount of money to do this, government says no. Headmasters are getting interdicted because they took money from parents for A, B, C, or D. So we need to get to the point where we realize that free SHS, again, great idea, but the state cannot shoulder the entire debt. And that is why people are even making the point that, listen, make free SHS only for day students.
Mm.
Let those who can afford to go to boarding house pay school fees.
So this is the point. The point you make about making free SHS for just, look, all over the world, free schools are day schools. Boarding is considered luxury. So even what we are practicing currently, free SHS in this current state, is even discriminatory. It is. That somebody, and that's why you could see all this attempt that, day students will be giving a plate of hot meal and everything just to make sure that there's a balance here and there. But the reality is that it's currently discriminatory. Why don't you start from saying everybody who goes to secondary school has his day school fees catered for. Then for those who cannot, if you're again admission to a school that's far from you and you cannot afford it, we will give you scholarship.
Yes. Make specific.
At least we have LEAP. We know the families that are struggling.
Yes.
Means testing is the way to go.
The data has always been there. Look, that is why. It's shocking.
Ken Ofori-Atta makes this point, and I still haven't forgotten about it.
Exactly. I remember that video.
He says, how can he, Ken Ofori-Atta, not be able to pay his war school fees?
You take your kids to school, you leave them, and Ken Ofori-Atta, you drive away. Paid nothing. The state takes care of everything.
My question is, what is the difficulty with government accepting the reality?
I think it's because of the politics of it. You recall, prior to 2020 election, even the big debate that came about what review meant. When John Mahama and his party said they were going to review the policy. Government analyst communicator said review meant cancel. In fact, in the latest IMF document, government now commits to review the program. So government simply thinks that accepting that there's been a significant challenge with free senior high school is admitting failure. But that is not the case. Admitting that there are challenges is a way to come around the table and say, how do we fix this? And that's why I like Jomama's point where he made it prior to 2020 that we need a national dialogue on free senior high school. I think that free SHS has become such a big political tool. Even the NDC in the future, if they assume office, cannot decide to cancel it. You cannot. Free SHS has to go on. But we need an idea. Are we going to continue implementing free senior high school in its current form, the way it is with senior high school struggling to come by feeding? So, I mean, we are talking about feeding. Do you realize the situation with textbooks, the rooms you are sleeping in, how congested are they, how exposed are they to skin disease and all that? So those are big, multifaceted issues.
But you see, Kweku, this is the point. In today's Ghana, no government can actually say, I'm going to abolish FSHS.
It's come to stay.
It's come to stay. So if the president is scared about legacy, then I do. Nobody will cancel FSHS. After all, FSHS was a constitutional provision.
Yes.
And you decided to implement it. Fantastic. So history would remember you as the one who brought about FSHS. So why are you finding it difficult to review?
I think getting into 2024, the conversation about FSHS is going to come again. The election is just about 8 months away. The conversation about free senior high school is going to come again bigly. And we need the two political parties to come to a certain consensus that, listen, this is a program, like we've all said, has come to stay. But how do we fix it? Because I remember recently, just when, in December, when Parliament had to approve the budget for the Ministry for Education, it was the biggest budget. They got in excess of 40 billion Ghana cedis. And this is 40 billion Ghana cedis we could spend on other things if we decided to take the feeding component, the boarding part out of recent high school. That would have reduced the way that the gap in funding significantly. You could spend 20 billion Ghana cedis on improving the infrastructure in this senior high school.
But we spent less than 10 billion on free SHS. We spent less than 10 billion. Less than 10 billion.
So it tells you the amount of money that you sunk into this project between 2017 and now. 10 billion Ghana cedis. Great project.
Less than, I think about 7 billion.
7 billion. At the time it came up, quite a conversation about it. So it tells you that if you were supposed to reduce this and decide, okay, listen, this is something we are doing for day students. Like you said, if you come from Navrongo and you go to Chimota School and you can, of course, obviously commute day, then we can have a special system. But again, there's also mistrust in the system. I know what happened to Cocoa Scholarship. The parents of those who could afford were the ones getting Cocoa Scholarship. And poor cocoa farmers' children were not getting a scholarship.
But you see, this is the point. At least today, we have data available.
Data is available. Leap. Today we have
Leap. Yes, we have Leap. So we can actually use Leap as a yardstick to say, well, these are the people who need it the most. Yeah. Okay? And that's why I am happy, for instance, that, you know, we have this conversation coming up today, this evening at 6 p.m.
Thought leadership, on
free SHS, finding solutions to it. I mean, it's just not about discussing the problems. But this is the point. We have agreed free SHS. Now, Akufo-Addo, you have spent less than 10 billion on free SHS. Of the over 500 billion you've spent as president,
that's a fraction.
You've spent less. You spent less than 5% of it on free SHS. So free SHS is not the most
important.
I mean, if we were to look at expenditure based on how we're spending, it's not the most expensive thing under this government. Why do we make it look like we can't talk about free SHS? And today, we see the education ministry going around. They go with the press, then they say, they have food. Food is there and all of that. I am surprised, the headmasters and headmistresses were actually, corroborating and saying, we have food. When you send messages and say, you don't have food, of course, I can understand the fear for victimization, but must you always? How about that person who's willing to put himself up and say, look, this is the case. What we are being told is not true.
Not true. I think we need a few persons who will be courageous enough to decide to do that. But obviously, like you said, the fear of victimization, there's so many people thinking, listen, I want to keep my job at all costs. It is not because of someone's kid not getting enough food, that I'm going to lose my job. A head teacher who's probably been teaching for 20 years, two decades, he's not willing to put that on the altar of Free City High School, because governments will come, governments will go. They want to keep their job, do their job, go on retirement. So there are very few people. In fact, I was listening to SMS the other time when you did this documentary on Monday, and the calls that were coming in, and parents, teachers who were sharing their story. So head teachers, of course, they see the situation. They are the ones managing this school. They see the situation in terms of knowing how much exactly we have in terms of the food stock. How many students can this feed? And I was in senior high school about a decade ago. The situation was not the best. Of course, everyone admits that in boarding house, you eat what you get. It's not always about eating like you were in the house. That luxury is not there. But now if you look at the videos and the pictures we are seeing from these schools, the situation is terrible. The students, what they are eating, you would not wish that for your worst enemy. And these are young people who are supposed to get the best of nutrition, then you can focus on your academics. But you go to dining hall and you can't even get food. So you go and sit by the table for 30 minutes, they share the food, you don't get food. And you are supposed to get back to class after the break. How are you focusing?
Somebody was telling me something. I think I was having a conversation with, a nutritionist, food scientist. Every food that you eat, you must have the staples. So the staples is what we know, the carbohydrates. Then you need oil. You need fruits. You need vegetables. Then you have the protein. He talked about other things, okay? So if you added the 7 of them that he mentioned, but at least 4 should be present in the food that you eat. Today, we have children in schools who are just being given Tom Brown without sugar, nothing. Just Tom Brown, raw Tom Brown. And that's all they're supposed to have, nothing.
No bread, nothing.
So what's the difficulty? I look at it and I say, where is the food that you promised? When Free SHS started, it was good. And when it was good, nobody came to sit here to criticize Free SHS. Today, there are problems associated with Free SHS. And all we are saying is that get to work and solve these problems.
Owner.
I don't know why it's so difficult for the government to do this.
I think it's a problem generally with leadership in this part of the world, where governments feel like when you implement a certain program, and you admit that they are failures, you admit that there are weaknesses here and there, it means you are admitting that you genuinely fail. That's not the situation. In the US, in the UK, politicians fight back, but to a certain extent. But here, once the government decides that this is the position we've taken, and you are wrong, they will fight you every step of the way. And so just when Joy News released the trailer for the documentary, Education Ministry gets into a bus, a number of journalists, take them to schools, and say that, listen, look at the school. These are places. And these are places where they are called ahead of time that we are coming.
Oh, yes.
So they've made all the arrangements. So feeding is available. And I see the education minister once, I think last year, going to certain schools, sitting with the students to eat with them and say, I'm eating the students, the food the students are eating. Of course, the education minister is coming. So even if you have to go and borrow to make sure that the food is of a certain standard, we'll do that. And that is why, listen, even schools like big schools like Achimota Schools, Wesley Girls, they are struggling. But even they get the best of support. So how much more my Benkum Senior High School? I was at Achimota recently, where the 99-year group had come to give $50,000. That's more than 500,000 cedis, close to 1 million cedis. And the year groups continue doing that. And so those people can use it to supplement each and every. But look at a school of Fabrodeva Timichok, a school at Uduru, my Benkum Senior High School. Even those days, that things were a bit better, we were struggling. And the numbers were huge. And now the numbers have doubled. And they are spending even much less food. How do they survive? So I think government needs to come to the table. No one is saying that Free SHS has failed because there's no food. But if you continue, this problem is going to become multifaceted. And then it gets to a point where you can't deal with it.
And
then Free SHS becomes like F cube. What F cube has become. Now, no parent wants to take their child to a government school. If they have the means, they are taking them to a private school. That is what Free SHS will become in the next few years if we did not swallow our pride and just come around the table and decide that we are going to fix this situation. Wednesday.
And you see, you've talked about the fact that you take journalists around, you go to schools. And I know there are schools where, the headmasters and headmistresses, some of them actually charged other fees. And so they call you and say, oh, we're coming to your school. We know what you did.
You know what you did. So threatening us is coming in.
Yes, we know what you did. So this is it. You are coming there. You must indicate there is food. What kind of a system?
Improve the situation. So these people are not even getting to speak the truth. They just come because the mic is thrown at them by the press. They just have to tell the story and say that this is the situation. But as a headmaster or headmistress, how are you feeling? It gets back to the point you made early on, that maybe we need to get to the point where a head teacher or a headmaster or headmistress need to decide that, listen, enough is enough. I don't care if I lose my job. I'm coming to spill the bean. Because if we get that kind of insider story, it gives more credibility. Of course, people have watched this joining documentary. And the thing about senior high school is that almost everyone knows someone at senior high school, Either your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter. You have some familiar relationship, some friends, something. So the situation is known to everybody. So continuous denial of the problem will not wish away the problem. It will not let the problem go away. Because you continuously decide that, okay, this problem is not there. That's not mean the problem just will cease to exist or to vanish. It will not. The problem will still be there. It will only get worse to the point where you can't, now you can't deal with it. Now you have to start from scratch. And all the investment would have made would have been lost. So my message to Dr. Osebichu, and he was started as a visionary. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember a conversation on SMS where it was so big that he was the best deputy minister that the president needed to make him a minister. He has delivered on STEM. He's delivered on certain places. But I think as education minister between 2017 and now, your success or failure will be based on Free Senior High School. If Free Senior High School is judged to be a failure by the end of your tenure, you failed. Because that is what is even taking a big part of your budget line item. That has become the poster boy of government. That is the most flagship in terms of government policy, Free Senior High School. That is what has defined the Akufo-Addo's 8-year tenure by the time his tenure ends in 2025. So the government, Kwesi Kwarteng, brilliant guys doing their best. He's a PR guy. He's trying to firefight. He's trying to get the education ministry to be in a certain light. But I think, nobody would be the education ministry if they came out after this documentary and said, listen, we admit that there's a challenge. The thought leadership is happening. We all want to come around the table. Let's find a solution to this. Then we all come together and then we come and help. Exactly. But if you say there's no problem, then you are left on your own.
But you see, the denial for me is where the problem is.
Yeah.
We can all see the problem, but consistently we say there is no problem.
Yeah.
And so instead of us admitting there's a problem and moving to fix the problem, we say there's no problem. So how do you fix a problem that doesn't exist?
And I think there's also a certain level of a lack of political leadership. The education minister knows probably his job could be on the line if he's to admit that, listen, our face just feels under me, that I can't get students food. So I think at a certain level, the president himself must begin to intervene.
But the president wouldn't listen to anybody when it comes to free education.
And the president watches the media. That's why I struggle with the president. The president has nothing to lose at this point. The president has done 2 terms. In the next 8 months, he would have done full 8 terms. He has no risk at the next election. Of course, his party will be there.
Yeah.
But I think Ghanaians will appreciate some level of honesty. If the president and his vice were to come out publicly and say, okay, these are certain challenges we've seen with Free Senior High School. This is what exactly we are letting buffer stock do. Every week, every month,
and
supply
hold on
this
a second.
Level.
You've raised another question. This whole buffer stock thing
is
something that we must take a second look at.
Yes.
In today's world,
we don't have to
buffer stock to supply these. So buffer stock will say, oh, you can go and supply this number of schools. I'll pay you this amount for all of that. And then you go and supply. And who are those who have these contracts?
Yes. The political parties themselves. The political party and the aficionados. These are the guys who are getting the contract. So even the equity in the giving of these contracts and the equity in the supply. So if there's a guy who has a contract to supply to all senior high schools within Badina and his enclave, what is to say that he's not supplying to certain headmasters who are certain friends, certain headmasters who probably underwrite and say that they supply 5 bags of rice instead of 2 bags?
Mm-hmm.
What is to say they are not going to do that? The corruption element of that. What is to say that is not also going to happen? So I think the buffer stock arrangement, we should cancel it. The schools themselves must be empowered to be able to do this, as they were doing in the past. In the past, Achimota School was in charge supplying food for their school children and getting government to pay the claims. They must do so directly. They must be able to raise these funds directly. Okay, maybe it's time also to bring back this idea of school farms. But of course, people raise questions that, listen, school children want to learn. They didn't go.
Well,
to
we've actually increased the contact hours.
Yes.
So that's the other problem. So when they get in there, because they don't stay there for long.
They don't stay there for long.
So this point about National Buffer Stock Company, that the buffer stock, look, the buffer stock should actually keep these foods if they want to.
Yeah.
But they should allow the teachers or the headmasters to actually purchase them. So if you are going to pay, if you're a buffer stock, you're going to pay people for supplying you this. This is the point. How much do these suppliers give you? How much would it be on the market? You cannot trust anybody.
Yeah.
But you actually, this is a period we're talking about digitalization. Yeah. Why don't we put in place a digitized system where what you pay for, the number of things you pay for, would actually indicate. And if you say you sold this for that, that is how we're going to calculate even your earnings.
Your earnings.
Yes, okay. if you're a business, you say, well, I sold 200, when you sold 100. So if a headmaster comes to you and says, put it in there that you gave me 200, when you gave you 100, well, we are also monitoring you.
Yes.
And we'll check, for instance, we'll check how many things leave.
Yeah.
So when you say, oh, okay, I went for 100 bucks. Mm. When you get to your office, you must also, there should also be a system that would verify whether indeed it's 100 or not.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to find a way of dealing with this.
Monitoring and all that.
Let's just not go to sleep and think that everything is going to work for us.
Yeah. I think this problem is just becoming like the problem with the textbooks. Mm. For 7 years, 6 years, schools were running on a new curriculum and they did not have textbooks. And government kept denying that, oh, there's no problem. We are fixing it. Oh, the textbooks are being printed. They go to the schools. I remember going on a trip with the committee on government assurances.
Mm.
After the minister had come to the floor of the house to make assurances that the books had gone. And we went to the schools. And some of the schools we went to, we did not tell them that we were coming. We just go there and there are no books.
Mm.
Some of the schools that the ministry probably knew that we were going to go ahead of, some of the schools were there before we saw them bring the books.
Mm.
So where are the books? So they take the books from one school, they take it to another place. They take it here, they take it here, like they're doing an exhibition. We are not fixing any problem if we continue doing this. We must come to the point where we realize that, listen, this is for the betterment of all of us. If we admit that there are challenges here and there, that is how people come around the table and help. When you say there's no problem, it goes back again to the point I made. It's like your mother is dead and you say your mother is sleeping. You wake up the next morning, nobody will feed you. So let's be honest about public policy making in the country. Let's get to the point where we admit where there are challenges. Let's get to the point where, because when you admit there are challenges and you come out with clear, implementable solutions to fix this, then we move on from there.
So let's admit there are challenges.
There are challenges.
Challenges. I mean, enough of the, we have enough food, we have enough food, we have enough food.
We don't have.
It's obvious we do not have. I mean, I've seen, education headmaster platforms where they've complained of the number of food they have. Today, the form ones are currently at home.
Mm.
So it's just the form twos and threes.
Cool.
One of the things is, how did you have all the year groups in there at the same time? But this is it for me. This is it for me. Let's admit that we've not done things properly. Let's admit that things can be better. Let us admit today that things can be better. And once we admit that things can be better, let us stop this whole centralized system.
Yeah.
Of procuring food. Centralized system.
Just breeds corruption.
You know, we just sit in Accra here at the National Food Buffer Stock, Food Buffer Company, and say that, oh, okay, so this person is supplying this. And now we actually send the food to a centralized point, and we expect the headmasters to come for it. If you don't have vehicle,
how do you go and get a food?
You have to rent a vehicle.
How do you pay?
Go and pick the food. Only for you to even get to your school and realize that the quantity that you said you were being given, it's not what you have. So, I mean, we must make sure we actually deal with it. But having said all of that, this evening at 6 p.m.
Yes.
on the Joy News channel and on Joy 99.7 FM, we're having a conversation. It's thought leadership on empty plates, you know, the free SHS promise. But for today, tonight, our focus is on the solutions. Yes, we all know the problems, but how do we deal with this? And that's what we're going to be talking about.
People should tune in, send in their messages, what they believe we can all do to fix this. This is a problem that affects all of us, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our family and friends that are in these schools. We need to come together. Let's find a way to deal with it. And let's present government some solutions and tell them that, listen, these are the people-led solutions.
Yeah.
You implement them and you save the situation.
Thank you very much, Kwaku Asante, for joining me this afternoon. Your regular team returns next week. Have a lovely afternoon.